Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for listening to the podcast. It's been awesome seeing the reach it has had and the impact it's made to so many micro gym owners. And if you found this podcast helpful, please keep listening and enjoy the free content. But if you ever need to dedicate some real time to fixing an aspect of your business, I would love the opportunity to learn more about your problem and see if I can help solve it. My objective is to educate, guide, and empower gym owners to become self-sufficient in growing their business without indefinitely relying on business coaches. Yes, business coaches like myself. Because if we can collectively raise our business IQ, then we all benefit as a whole. When I start working with a new client, I'm instantly thinking, how can I get myself fired and get a raving review at the same time? The answer? Solve the gym owner's problem. Engineer the game plan that is going to help them achieve their desired outcome and do it effectively and efficiently. If I do everything right, then we should be able to conclude our time working together and you continue kicking ass and growing your business on your own. Because getting fired because I solved your problem is what I strive for. So if that resonates with you at all, please shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk and tell me more about what you're struggling with. I'll let you know what I think and we can go from there. That's all, guys. Enjoy the podcast. What is up, guys? And it's Stu, and it's another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about HYROX 365, which was announced this past weekend at FIBO, which is a really large fitness conference over in Germany. And HYROX, founded in Germany, they made a big announcement, HYROX 365. So a lot of you guys know about 2 years ago, I did a podcast on HYROX, which is the Marathon of Fitness. If you're not familiar, it is 8 fitness stations coupled with 8 1-kilometer runs. It is essentially the exact same race, 8 stations plus 8 kilometers of running, and it's across the world. So like a marathon, which is always the same distance, this is the Marathon of Fitness, and it has done incredibly well in a very short period of time of captivating people who are looking for a fitness outlet outside of their boutique fitness brand or different from marathon running or different from obstacle course running. It's giving people something to train for that embodies a lot of functional fitness, which has obviously taken over the boutique fitness space and most of the online training programs that we see today. So did this podcast on HYROX, is very bullish on it. One of the co-founders, Mo, hit me up and he was on his way to Chicago. I got to fly out there, do an interview with Mo, and then spend the weekend there with a media pass to just shoot content, talk to people who are participating, and see HYROX for myself. I was very impressed with it. I've publicly made, you know, a lot of statements that I think this is going to do incredible, and I think it's great, especially for the boutique micro gym sector, from a retention standpoint. To get people something to trade for, right? Otherwise, it's just show up every day, do our workout. Show up every day, do our workout. But this, you could tie it into what it is your unique belief in fitness, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're CrossFit or Barry's Bootcamp F45 or, you know, Metabolic. You can find a way to tie in, you know, what HYROX does from a functional fitness standpoint in those events. So with all that being said, the FIBO conference happens this past weekend in Germany, and they announced HYROX 365. Now, about a year ago, I was able to get on some calls with the higher-ups at HYROX that's located out of Chicago here, good colleagues and friends of mine, Lauren and Mark, and some of the other individuals there, as to what they needed to do in order to provide more value for their affiliates or licensees. So what a lot of people don't realize, I'm going to go just through this here, there are currently 2,500 HYROX-affiliated gyms. Now, a lot of people are thinking about CrossFit, right? CrossFit has done the best in the history of ever job of licensing brick and mortar gyms. No one can even touch them with what they've done from a numbers perspective. So 2,500 compared to, I think at the peak, CrossFit at 16,000 worldwide is a minuscule number. But in a relatively short period of time, and without even trying to really do this, and without a fitness methodology. Remember, CrossFit is a fitness methodology. HYROX is an event. If you are a HYROX licensee or affiliate, you simply get to use the name and put on training courses and classes, and you can get equipment packages, I believe, so that people could come if they want to train for a HYROX event, they know they can do so at your facility. So, 2,500 of these, and you know, our conversation with HYROX was, how do we provide more value? And I'm going to go over kind of what they announced here with HYROX 365 and my thoughts on it, and where I think there's still maybe potential opportunity for improvement in certain sectors. So they went ahead and they're rebranding this thing. There's no longer going to be HYROX affiliates, which I love for them. I think this is 10 times better. They're going to be HYROX training clubs. That is the branding name. That is the affiliation. So you pay an annual fee, and I forget what it is, but it's way lower than what the CrossFit one is. And you can now utilize the mark, the trade name of HYROX, put on these courses. I think you can host like trainer certifications, all kinds of shit, very similar to what CrossFit does. So with that being said, they're going to become HYROX training clubs. And then they're also now with HYROX 365, they've partnered with Fit. So Fit is this, it's like an omni-channel digital. You can upload your workouts here, and they have really high quality, you know, online, you know, at home workouts that can be done for anybody who maybe is training for a HYROX, but they can't get to a HYROX training club. So they partner with someone who's done all the legwork. All they have to do is upload their content and shoot the content. And they've got this probably great omni-channel type app, which is good. Again, I'm not huge into digital, you know, post COVID. I think every gym should have a little bit of both. Just like back in COVID days, I knew, in person wasn't going to go away. Just like I don't think digital is going to go away. I think it's going to be some type of, depending on where a client is in their life cycle, moms, dads, single, you know, late 20s to late 40s, you might find different uses for a digital product in your gym. So them having this, I think, just kind of covers all the bases. Looks like a good partner. I've never seen the product or whatever. Never seen anyone else who's used it. But it looks fucking legit. It's all digital content streaming and repurposed and, you know, on demand. So it's been done. It can be done. And I'm sure they're going to do a great job with it. So they did that. They also partnered with Chris Hemsworth brand Center, if you guys haven't seen this equipment line. So Center essentially just, you know, branded fitness equipment. They also looks like they have workouts and fucking, what is this? They have recipes for healthy food and stronger mind. Anyway, this is a whole other thing. This is a whole other thing. I guess this is all fitness related, like content. But as far as I know, Center also has equipment. So I think they are the official equipment sponsor for HYROX. So I'm assuming there are packages that HYROX training clubs can get with the sleds and the ropes and the sandbags and all the things you need to train for a HYROX event. So I'm listening to the breakout, and this is Athletech News who did this article that I'm referencing. And let's just go ahead and you know, I'm going to read a couple lines here. All 2,500 HYROX affiliated gyms will become official HYROX training clubs and receive access to an all-in-one training experience with HYROX group training, a cross-functional workout program. So apparently HYROX is now also rolling out group training that a gym could then have as a group class that scratches the itch of group, but also allows you to train for a HYROX race. Cool, great, grand. They've also got that Fit app now, and it's a white label version of it for their HYROX clubs. And here's where I was reading all this. I'm like, okay, I like all this. This is cool. There's a few things I was thinking of though. HYROX put a lot of emphasis, at least if I read through this whole article, you're gonna hear things like, training is imperative to successfully participate in the race known as the Marathon of Fitness, which sees HYROX's global participants compete in a format that includes a series of 1 kilometer runs placed in between functional movements like CIRC, sled push, sled pull, burpee broad jump, and other exercises. And if any of you CrossFitters that are thinking this HYROX thing is like pussy version of CrossFit, go do the workout, like do the exact fucking event that they've done and get it done in under 90 minutes. I promise you, you'll have respect for it. Through HYROX 365, we were able to deliver a world-class product for users and facility owners across the globe. Working with outstanding partners like Center and Fit, we aim to deliver the number one solution for fitness operators, coaches, and personal trainers in the health and fitness community. And that was from Christian, who is one of the co-founders of HYROX. I love all that. And I think from a training, right, how to prepare for race day, how to do the movements, like, you know, hacks for race day, how to transition your burpee broad jumps into the next movement and blah, blah, blah. Where should you keep your heart rate at? I think that's all great. Here's the thing, though, that I read the whole article and I was left unsatisfied with as someone who does this whole consulting business thing in the industry, as someone who works with clients who are HYROX training clubs affiliates. And as someone who loves this idea of HYROX, the Marathon of Fitness, I love the event. I love the concept. The majority, and when I mean the majority, I mean fucking everybody, that becomes a HYROX training club is already in existence. It's already a gym. It's either a CrossFit gym, an F45. It could be a health club like a Crunch Fitness. It could be whatever. They're already in existence. And if they're a group fitness facility, they already have a UBF, a unique belief in fitness. They already have a methodology they follow. What I believe is going to be the most valuable for HYROX training clubs is for HYROX to help them understand, how do I install your programming into a gym that already has programming without you, it's like if you walked into Chipotle one day and you're like, I'll take a burrito, extra white rice. Oh, sorry, man. We do corn dogs now. You're like, excuse me? Are you fist fucking me? You do corn dogs? No. Don't stop fucking with me. Where are the burritos and the tacos? Nope. So yeah, we thought about it. And like, there's this corn dog and hot dog eating competition. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. It's up in New York. It's sponsored by Nathan's. We're really big into that whole hot dog eating contest now. So we're going into hot dogs and corn dogs is kind of our new thing. You would be pissed, right? That is a silly, exaggerated example to say that if you were a Venture, CrossFit, Metabolic, F45, and with the franchises, you wouldn't be able to do this, but you're just a mom and pop. You know, it's Stu's, group strength and conditioning gym, and I've done a certain kind of workout for 7 years. I have clients that have been with me a long time, and now all of a sudden, I'm installing this HYROX programming. How do I do so elegantly? This is like the work that I do when I have to do a rebrand. When someone who is across the gym now wants to start doing a different methodology, how do we do so without completely losing people by ripping a Band-Aid quickly? I generally recommend it's a slow, steady coffee drip that is just a strong mix of content, influence, and just slowly brainwashing them and providing influence over your customer, because you ultimately know best. That's why they come to you. But to do a real quick Band-Aid rip, generally, if you have the cash flow to do it and you can withstand the churn and the attrition that comes with that, but piss off your customers abruptly, more power to you. But for most of us, that I think is going to be a big question for a lot of HYROX training clubs. How do I bring this in and install it, thoughtfully, understanding that I don't want my customers to think I'm changing up everything on them? And I think that's really where I didn't get any of that in this. And maybe there's that contents in there. It was a big concern I raised when having conversations with HYROX, and I spoke to them. I said, unless you're going to come up with your own methodology, which I don't recommend, you guys are a great event company, be a great event company. But if you want to have a growing affiliate license model, HYROX training clubs, as they're now called, you're going to need to come up with either your own methodology, which I don't recommend, or you're going to need to come up with tried and true best practices on how to install or bolt on a HYROX training club to this gym without disrupting the menu that the customers signed up for. Because they did not sign up for this. This is something that generally an owner saw. He saw my content. He's seen HYROX's content. He watched a race. He follows Hunter McIntyre, whoever, whatever it is. And it was like, fuck, this thing looks really cool. I'm a huge fan of HYROX, and I think it really helps for retention for a micro gym. I think you can 100%. I've walked multiple gyms that have become HYROX affiliates. How this is the best retention. This is one of the best retention plays you could possibly have, I believe. Now, my biggest concern, I'm only pointing out problems without solutions. That's what I'm going to get into next. But my biggest thing here is that I'm looking at this like workout library that they've got here. The content I'm sure is great, but these are gym owners. They already know how to do a burpee broad jump and a wall ball. And, sure, they can pick up tidbits here and there, but you got to remember, there's also a free market called YouTube where the Rich Diaz's of the world and the Rich Rolls and the Rocks Life podcast and all these other guys, at least people are going to be putting out content for free at a faster rate than HYROX can, because they don't have to ask anyone's permission. They just hit publish and upload, and you'll have thousands of people who become HYROX training experts or coach HYROX athletes putting out that content. Just like Ben Bergeron and Rudy Nielsen and CJ Moore in the CrossFit world became subject matter experts in how to train for CrossFit before CrossFit did. In the sport of CrossFit, CrossFit is not the best subject matter expert on how to train for the sport. All those other individuals who created their own content and their own platforms through trial and error with themselves as an athlete or coaching people, they did. And that's what's going to happen with HYROX. So the content they're putting out, I love that they're getting a head start. They're getting it done way faster than CrossFit did, and they're doing it at a smart time. If they got 2,500 HYROX training clubs right now, it's better for them to start this process now and then let it grow with the brand as you add more training clubs versus what CrossFit's trying to do, you know, 13,000 or however many they have right now. And they're, you know, trying to put out all this content now and all this business advice and training and this and that and marketing material. It's much, much more difficult. So my guess is there's also going to be great marketing material for HYROX coming out, like actual promo videos, reels, YouTube shorts, you know, all the kind of videos and really high def stuff that people can use and maybe white label for their gym. But here's where I think we need to be thinking about. So if you're HYROX and you're listening to this, here's my thoughts.
All right.
So HYROX 365. So you guys have nailed the training education. I think you guys are going to do a great job of that. I haven't seen any of it, but I'm not concerned about that part at all. I know you guys have worked with like Chris Henshaw, you know, if you get Rich Diaz in there, if you haven't, that guy's a fucking monster. Just one of the best fucking coaches I've ever had a chance to work with personally. Just a good dude. I know you're going to have a ton of subject matter experts out there, right? Not worried about that. But the business support. Remember, who is a HYROX training club? It is an existing gym. You guys don't have like concept gyms. Someone coming in like, hey, me and my buddies, we're all investing. We want to open up a HYROX training club gym only. Now, we might get there, but you're not going to get there if you can't provide business support at a license level, like a legal license level, not a franchise level, because it's not a franchise. So for everyone listening to this, what I'm suggesting are best practices and recommendations. It's not like FDD NOX franchise disclosure documents or policies and procedures and systems and workflow that must be followed because they can't make them follow it because they're a license, not a franchise. So just for clarification. On the business support though, that's what these business owners need. Most of them, if we went and looked at all the gyms that are HYROX training clubs, their training IQ and their fitness IQ is hella high. It is light years above their business IQ. Just the nature of being a small business owner, right? Just you know your craft way more than you know how to run a business around your craft. It's just the nature of the beast. So I think there's three distinct areas that I would be looking to create business support content for the HYROX training clubs. The first one, installation. How do we install this without contradicting the current fitness methodology that I've been pushing forever? How do I show my members that there is this event that we believe in, we have signed up to be a training club for it, a license for it. We are going to be offering trainings and training camps and maybe even classes or one-on-one coaching or training programs for this thing, but we're not changing who you know us to be. We're not changing our fitness methodology, okay? Now, some of you guys, I don't know, maybe you're like across the gym and you're tired of fucking, you know, banging your dick into the ground with overhead squats and kipping handstand push-ups and all the fucking silly bullshit that we do as CrossFit gyms and I think is extra and you don't fucking need. Jumping on a 24-inch box for cardio, for example, bullshit like that. And how maybe you're wanting to rebrand and you're like, I could use a new fitness methodology. I believe in this hybrid type training so much more. And that's one of the things I really pushed on with HYROX in my conversation. They need to be proponents for a hybrid training, which is taking on, there's no official hybrid training spokesman, but essentially I always look at hybrid training as concurrent strength and conditioning, not segregated. I know even in HYROX, it's pretty concurrent. You have the conditioning and the strength all rolled into one. If you don't believe me, go try to push and pull that sled in between 1,000 meter sprints. Good fucking luck. My recommendation is that the installation here has got to center around how to bring this in to the household, aka the business, the gym, without pissing everyone off that there's a new daddy in town or that we're changing things up. That's where the play has to come in. And from someone who does this with rebranding, I generally rebrand CrossFit gyms into something different. It's done slowly, steadily, and it's content-led and it's influence-driven. Meaning you have to produce the content that shows why some of these things are better than what you've done before. if you're looking to flip-flop your methodology and you're looking to go to something more like what Hybrid is or Hyrox, however they're going to push this. I believe the more that Hyrox pushes Hybrid fitness training, the more that Hyrox wins. And I know CrossFitters and they're like, fuck you, CrossFit's Hybrid fitness training. I agree 100%, but you haven't used the word. And it's all about naming conventions, kids. The name Hybrid, boom. BPN and Nick Bear own it. Hyrox owns it. Fuck it. Just Google it. Trust me, that's what's not out there is CrossFit. You're CrossFit. You have a better name, I'll be honest with you. CrossFit's a way better brand name than Hybrid. So this Hybrid training, as I personally define it, is just concurrent strength and conditioning. Okay? Which again, you could very well call it constantly varied functional movements done at high intensity. But for a Hyrox training club, it needs to be specifically geared towards the event. But I think the more that Hyrox pushes various Hybrid training styles, because then how else will you ever test or evaluate your Hybrid training style, except for going to a Hyrox or a Rally in the Valley or maybe a Spartan or whatever the fuck else, you know, qualifies as Hybrid. So I think the installation is first and foremost one of the big things that needs to be addressed. Then it's the adoption, and the adoption is how do I then integrate it? So if I'm a CrossFit gym who's bringing a Hybrid or bringing a Hyrox training club in, and just for pointers or just for historic sakes, this isn't new. Like USAW, the United States of America's Weightlifting Federation or Association that, you know, hosts meets that can send people to the Olympics and to nationals and blah, blah, blah. That's a license. You pay to be a USAW license. You get a banner or flag you hang up in your fucking gym. You can host clinics and seminars and there's trainings and blah, 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 blah. And people who want to train for the Olympic weightlifting events, seek out your gyms. That's essentially what the Hybrid or the Hyrox training clubs. They've got a gym finder on the website. You can go find them if there's a racing or city or somewhere where you're racing or competing in, and you want to find where can I train in person with other people, or where can I go sign up at that gym and get access to this Fitter app, this, you know, omni-channel digital option they have. But adoption is now how do I, as the gym, integrate these things into my current methodology? Because if you believe my thesis that Hyrox can be a great retention tool for your business, then you need people to participate. And most micro gyms understand that when they use something extra, we're going to all sign up for blank. You get maybe 20% to buy into it. Maybe. But if you can get that first 20% for that event to go well, for you to document it, show the clients what they're missing out, create FOMO, really celebrate those stories, you might be able to get 30 or 40% the next time. And then let it keep growing. And eventually, if you do it well enough and for long enough, it could become a significant part of your culture and thus a significant retention tool. Members who sign up for a thing like Hyrox and go to your gym, in which it is a Hyrox training club, and that race is 7 months down the road, they're very likely to stick around all 7 months and be on the race. Then if you've ever known anyone who's done an event like that or a marathon or a 5K, what do you think they do the fucking very weekend they complete the event? They sign up for the next fucking one. So it's this great perpetual cycle. So the adoption is how do I then bring it into my fitness methodology, my unique belief in fitness, and get my members to participate in these events or to come spectate at least in the beginning? How do I get adoption for my current customers? And then the next one, and this is the big one, client acquisition. Now, again, this is where I'm going to side on the license or side. CrossFit, Hyrox, fucking Calvin Klein, these are all license models. They don't owe you fucking shit. For the low amount of money that they charge, they do not owe you a client acquisition system. This is how you run ads, and this is the copy you should use. They don't owe you shit. You're lucky you get to use a global brand name to help acquire clients, okay? They are not in the business of running your business. Comma, CrossFit tried that, and they realized that the success of their brand hinges on the success of those brick-and-mortar locations, and most small business owners suck. And that's not my opinion. That's a statistic. That's a stat line. 50% of us fucking fail relatively soon after giving this whole entrepreneurship thing a try. So if that's the case, and you don't want to see the law of diminished returns, you want to help provide best practices for your licensees. And CrossFit's now doing that, right? You know, well, 15 years too late, maybe, but they're getting it done now, which I'm pumped about.
HYROX has the opportunity to jump to not make that same mistake. The training education is, in my opinion, less important. I think it's the first thing you do because it's the lowest hanging fruit. But the next thing is the business support and the sharing of best practices. And one of those things, the biggest one, that anyone who spends the money on a HYROX license, even though it's dirt cheap, so like, well, how is this going to help me get more clients? Because what other value proposition do you have? Until HYROX is in every major MSA, metropolitan service area in the United States, like there's a marathon in every major city, right? So runners never have to worry, like running groups never have to worry about attrition. If you're a running coach in any city, you can make a good living. There's no shortage of runners, but there is a shortage of people who are aware of what HYROX is and have plan to participate in an event, mainly because I think they're only in about nine and 11 different cities right now in the US. So as that grows and they get into other cities, that's gonna be great. But how do we acquire clients if I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio? And I've tried, I'm a gym owner. I see the HYROX thing. I think it's awesome. But how do I get my clients excited for something that's not even participating here? That we have to go to DC, or we have to go to fucking New York, or we have to fly down and take a little, you know, weekend trip to Miami or one of the other cities where there is a HYROX race. You have got to help the gym owner bring awareness to what this is. Like I saw what Mark and Lauren did in Chicago. Mark and Lauren, incredible humans, friends and colleagues of mine that work with HYROX. They started like a HYROX run club. People, I guarantee you, I can't say this definitively. I fucking guarantee you, people showed up this is in downtown Chicago, which is where HYROX HQ is located. And they do have a HYROX. It's one of the cities they do HYROX events in. But still, even a city as big as Chicago, the majority of people don't know what the fuck it is. But Mark and Lauren started a HYROX run club. People just showed up for it because it looked like fun, and they used all the movements and shit that you do in HYROX, and they probably thought HYROX was the name that Mark and Lauren came up with. They didn't even realize it was associated with this crazy large global brand fit marathon of fitness. But that's all they needed. It doesn't matter. They just needed a spark. And they did a really good job, and they were very successful with that. I think in that Cincinnati, Ohio, in Nashville, Tennessee, in San Diego, and in cities, you know, Houston, Texas. Actually, I think there is a race in Houston. In cities where there is not a HYROX race, I think you can still create brand awareness. But this is where the client acquisition part of what I would love to see HYROX develop in HYROX 365 for the training clubs. This is what I'm talking about. Strategies, guerrilla, digital, in-person, organic, all of them to help increase brand awareness in their market as to what HYROX is. And at the least, you don't want to ever leave with, oh, it's this thing. It doesn't happen in this city, but you don't want to leave with that. It's like, HYROX is this sport, this hybrid, you know, hybrid fitness, or do you really push up this hybrid fitness? People love identifying themselves with something. Don't believe me? Ask the runner, what are you? I'm a runner. That was my biggest thing when I was training for the Chicago Marathon. People were like, oh, you're a runner. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not a runner. I'm running. Runner is a noun. I am not a runner. I'm just running for 1 year. It is an action and a verb, not a noun. And now it's not an identity for me. But for the majority of people in this country, in the world, it is. There are more runners in this world than HYROX competitors and CrossFitters combined. And even if you multiply it by fucking 10. You want to have people identify themselves as a hybrid athlete. And I would be pushing this hybrid term and allowing them then to find out about HYROX through your good word, your spreading of it, the brand, you know, your brand ambassadorship, if you will, the content, the this, the that. That's part of where my brain goes onto a client acquisition system at a very grassroots level for these training clubs that are not going to be located in major MSAs where there's a race. Now, I would recommend, I got like a real basic three-step process that I think HYROX could follow for this. Step one, don't think, like if HYROX can use this, Stu, help us do this. I would say, okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to sit here and talk shit and invent a solution to which is completely speculative. Just it's through my brain. I've never owned a HYROX training club, right? Consulted with people, but take that off the board. I want to go to the 2,500 HYROX training clubs and I want to find out who is fucking doing this successfully. Meaning they installed the model, they installed a HYROX training club into their existing gym. They have had a high level of client and membership adoption. And I want to know, what is a high level? Is that 10%? Is that 30%? Is it 60%? What are the best of the best doing? I want to take the top 20% of the HYROX training clubs, and I'm going to get them together on a Zoom call or whatever it may be, and I'm going to extract all the fucking data from them, the qualitative and the quantitative. I'm going to take an exhaustive amount of notes and understand what are the common denominators and best practices that these training clubs are doing. Because from there, that's where I'm going to build things out. Now, what you're going to find, because it's such a young adventure, right? At 2,500 gyms, you know, the top 10% or whatever that is, you're not going to have a lot of data. Because my guess is a lot of these high-risk training clubs aren't doing an incredibly great job yet, because they don't know how, right? Like, no one's taught them. So it'd be silly for us to expect them to like be able to, oh, they can all run with this. So once I'm done with step one, I've extracted all that data from those who have done it successfully. Then I'd sit down and I'd think about, okay, that's a good, they've done well. I can make that smarter. And that's all I do. I go into gyms. I look at, okay, cool. You're doing $86,000 a month. And I pop the hood and I look at them. I'm like, holy fuck. You do $86,000 a month with this fucking engine? Holy shit. It's a miracle. You're impressive. Once we fix this engine up, holy shit. Wait till you see what you do once this engine gets fixed. So you look at these kind of probably half-cooked or not completely thought out type of ideas that the top 10 to 20% are doing. And it's not their fault they're half-cooked. It's not their business isn't being a high-risk training club. It's fucking, you know, making more money than it costs them to make, aka profit. That's their business. So you help them organize and systematize all the best practices that you gathered. You create some great digital assets for them, some great PDFs, some great trainings, e-courses. You really add to this HYROX 365. You want it to be full circle 365, bring in the business support thing. In my opinion, if you keep it with just training, it's HYROX 180, okay? But if you bring in business support and the sharing of best practices and, you know, recommendations as you can as a license in the United States, now you've got HYROX 365. And then from there, I think HYROX needs to be completely transparent that, hey, we started this thing with an idea. We started our license model with an idea. And we are going to grow this license model and this thing with great ideas from our community, our licensees, our staff, our participants. And be very transparent that this is kind of open source, that we are learning as we go. And as we learn the best new ways to do this, we will let you know. If we told you to do it like this, and then 18 months later, we learn that there's actually a better way to do it. We have no problem admitting we found a better way. I feel like when companies come out, like they know all the answers, like, I'm HYROX. I know exactly how you should be running your license. This is how the best licenses in the country are ran. That's bullshit. You haven't done it. You haven't walked that walk. You can't talk that talk. So I think you need to come at it from a very humble, and I think people relate to that too. Because if you come at it like, and I'm not saying HYROX is doing this, by the way. I am not saying this. I'm just saying, like, playing devil's advocate. If HYROX were to come out overly confident, like, this is how you run the business for a HYROX training club, and it falls flat, or it doesn't work, or it's met with, you know, resistance, or logistically doesn't pencil right, well, those licensees are going to be the ones that let you know, and they're going to lose faith in you. So, you know, going to Prospect, who didn't do any business support, the nice thing was is they couldn't really ever blame CrossFit for the lack of their business success. Though some did, but they're just whiny ass titty babies. But at least here at HYROX, I think if we're very transparent and like, hey, listen, this is the collection of the best practices we've established from our current training clubs. And we plan to move forward with organizing these and providing them to you. We're going to be a very open source grassroots organization. As great ideas are submitted, we will vet them, we'll look at them, we'll make them available to you guys, and we'll clean them up, we'll polish that engine, we'll refine it, tweak it, organize and then systematize it, and then ship it out to you. And we will grow this fucking thing together. And I don't think there's any shame in that. In fact, I think there's a lot of courage and responsibility, like taking responsibility for what you're actually looking to do. You're asking people to put faith in something that has existed for less than 3 years, a HYROX license. Anyway, those are my thoughts to my fam over at HYROX. Hopefully, you know, hit me up. You guys ought to reach me if you found this valuable to any of the HYROX training clubs. If you have some thoughts, or just shoot me a DM or an email, I'd love to hear how you're making this thing more successful. And until I talk to you guys in the next podcast, have a great, great fucking day.